Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 124 for the week of June 15th, 2009. We begin this week with excerpts from the Washington Report, dated June 6th, 2009. Item: in the midst of GM Chrysler bankruptcies, NASF works on legislative solutions for small suppliers. In follow-up to the finishing industry's testimony in May before the House Small Business Committee, NASF Government and Industry Affairs has been communicating with banking staff to New York Democratic Congresswoman Nadia Velasquez, who chairs the panel. They have been advocating, among other options, creating a special SBA credit program outside of existing initiatives that are currently falling short for finishers and other small manufacturers. They have also recommended dedicating a small portion of the billions in federal funding under the TARP program toward a targeted temporary federal initiative for small automotive suppliers such as surface finishers, as well as eligible non-automotive suppliers. In recent weeks, and in light of the GM and Chrysler bankruptcy announcements, NASF has underscored the urgency of the situation for many finishers and offered to work closely with the chairwoman on fleshing out options and details for assistance. Velasquez has not yet finalized a recommendation to President Obama's Automotive Task Force or introduced legislation to resolve the immediate problem. However, she has committed to acting soon and will hold further discussions. In the meantime, NASF Government and Industry Affairs continues to coordinate with the Motor Equipment Manufacturers Association, the major trade association representing the U.S. automotive supplier base. Item: NASF SURFIN keynote speaker Dr. Ken Mayland attended the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago's annual conference on the auto industry. The meeting, held in Detroit, will provide Dr. Mayland with some additional insights into the outlook for the automotive supply chain when he presents at SURFIN. Dr. Mayland is scheduled to speak Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., June 16th at SURFIN. His remarks will be followed by a special industry panel that will tackle the issue of how to survive in 2009. The panel, to be moderated by NASF President Michael Sigmund, will include Jim Jones of Dixie Industrial Finishing, John Lindstedt of Artistic Plating, and Chuck Walker of Univertical. Item: President Obama has called on Congress to pass a health care reform bill this year, along with a major climate change measure aimed at reducing U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. Senate and House leaders are juggling both priorities heading into the summer months and putting them on a fast track. Passage of two such sweeping domestic policy measures in the space of a year would be an historic milestone for Congress and would have an economic impact on essentially every U.S. business and consumer, including surface finishers. Democratic leaders are calling for House passage of a massive climate change bill by the July 4th holiday. Since the 1,000-page package was just approved by sponsor Henry Waxman's Energy and Commerce Committee, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is giving June deadlines for action to several other House panels that have some jurisdiction over the bill. Meanwhile, the Senate Energy Committee is considering an energy-only bill for approval shortly that would target a number of changes, including setting an ambitious mandate for a renewable energy standard where utilities would be required to use a certain percentage of renewable energy sources to generate power. Pelosi and a small group of Democrats and Republicans returned from talks with China over a week ago on how the two nations can take stronger action in preparation for major climate talks in Copenhagen this December. Top U.S. climate negotiator Todd Stern remarked last week in Washington that the Chinese have to take tougher medicine, pointing out that China emitted four times as much carbon dioxide as the U.S. and six times as much as the EU or Japan per unit of total economic output. In the meantime, NASF Government and Industry Affairs is considering options for sending a strong message to Congress that the cap-and-trade measure in its current form will impose major costs on small industrial energy users. One effort now underway is being led by Paul Ciccio of the Industrial Energy Consumers of America. In follow-up to his recent testimony on climate change legislation, Ciccio recently penned a special letter to Roll Call, one of the major congressional news dailies circulated on Capitol Hill. His complete letter can be found at www.ieca-us.com. Item: major business groups and hundreds of trade associations, including the NASF, are working this year to oppose the Employee Free Choice Act, or card check. The NASF, along with dozens of other major industry trade associations, have recently made visits to Capitol Hill to advocate against the bill. The AFL-CIO and other labor groups have just launched a new coalition this month called Business Leaders for a Fair Economy. The coalition has the support of over 1,000 business representatives who've endorsed card check. The group just sent a letter to Congress and took out a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal and several major political newspapers that circulate on Capitol Hill. It also just delivered a letter to Congress last week outlining its support. It will begin having business roundtable discussions among supporters in Pennsylvania, Arkansas, and Colorado. Item: attendees at the NASF Washington Forum heard new information on an EPA effort underway to review the adequacy of the chrome plating MACT standards for U.S. finishers. NASF Government and Industry Affairs recently held further discussions with the agency to evaluate the timing for a proposed rulemaking and potential EPA information needs from industry as a new air rule advances in the near future. As of this week, a preliminary notice on the rule, known as an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, will likely be published in the Federal Register in September of this year. After a formal public comment period to solicit information available on the industry, its emissions, and its technology controls, EPA will assess its information base and issue a proposed rulemaking for public comment. The rulemaking was prompted by environmentalist lawsuit in recent months charging that EPA had failed to meet required Clean Air Act deadlines mandating review of several existing air rules within a specified time frame after promulgation over a decade ago. EPA has two broad responsibilities under the current lawsuit and the Clean Air Statute. First, it must review whether the technology-based requirements in the original rule are sufficient. Second, it must consider whether there is a residual risk to human health from ambient-level chromium exposure from finishing facilities that exceeds a certain threshold. Item: attendees at the NASF Washington Forum heard the latest update from the Pentagon on the April 8, 2009 memo issued by the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics minimizing the use of hexavalent chromium. The memo, under development for nearly 2 years, would require DoD to reduce usage of hexavalent chromium processes and materials while ensuring performance and cost effectiveness continued to be met. To assist DoD organizations and the supply chain with meeting these requirements, the memo points to assets defense as a resource for knowledge on research, development, test, and evaluation efforts and experience with alternatives. Assets Defense, Advanced Surface Engineering Technologies for a Sustainable Defense, is a SERDP and ESTCP initiative that aims to facilitate the implementation of new environmentally friendly technologies for surface engineering by providing ready access to information and data from research, development, test, and evaluation efforts supported by DoD organizations and the private sector. A central repository of data and information is now available through Assets Defense for those responsible for qualifying and approving the use of new surface engineering technologies on weapon systems. An informational workshop, Assets Defense 09, Sustainable Surface Engineering for Aerospace and Defense, is planned for September 1st through the 3rd, 2009 in Denver, Colorado. Assets Defense 09 will cover all environment, safety, and occupational health coding issues in new and legacy aircraft, vehicles, and ships, although special emphasis will be given to hexavalent chromium in response to the recent memo. To access the Surface Engineering Database and obtain more information on the Assets Defense 09 workshop, please visit www.asetsdefense.org. And for more information on this Washington report, please contact Christian Richter at CRICHTER@thepolicygroup.com or Jeff Hannipel at JHANNAPEL@thepolicygroup.com. Here's the calendar of events through the end of June. On June 15th through the 17th, NASF's Surfin 2009 will take place at the Kentucky International Convention Center in Louisville, Kentucky. Finishing.com's Ted Mooney will be among those roaming the exhibit floor, so please stop by and say hello if you get a chance. On June 15th through the 19th, the AESF Foundation will hold a precious metals course, environmental stewardship, and OSHA and chemical safety course at Surfin 2009 in Louisville, Kentucky. Also taking place June 15th through the 19th, Dr. Thomas H. Cook will hold a hot dip galvanizing workshop in Hot Springs, South Dakota. For more information about Dr. Cook and his workshop, please visit his WorldLink listing in the Consultants Training and Software Directory. On June 17th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. Seminar topic will be Hazardous Waste Generator with Bernie Moore of Moore Compliance and Training. On June 17th and 18th, Surface Finishing Academy Powder Coating Course, instructed by Tiger Drylac USA, will take place in Louisville, Kentucky. For more information on Tiger Drylac USA, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Chemicals Directory. On June 17th through the 19th, 4th International Conference on Computational Methods and Experiments in Materials Characterization 2009 will take place in New Forest, UK. On June 23rd and 24th, Surface Finishing Academy's Introduction to Anodizing Workshop, instructed by LU Consult, will be held at the Holiday Inn Express in San Diego, California. For more information on LU Consult, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Consultants Training and Software Directory. On June 23rd through the 25th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Houston, Texas. On June 25th, RadTech, the Association for UV and EB Technology, will have a webinar on UV curable polyurethane dispersions presented by Michael Dvorak of Bayer Material Science. And on June 29th, there will be a joint MAMF-AESF meeting with a Hackensack River Keeper Eco Cruise originating from the Red Roof Inn Meadowlands Marina in Secaucus, New Jersey. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on our calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.